Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
49ers are going to look to run the football a lot. No one better to talk about stopping the run than Gilbert Brown, Packers Hall of Fame nose tackle, the Gravedigger. He joins us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Gilbert, how you doing today?
What's up, man? What's happening?
Hopefully we're not too busy messing up your time trying to get the groceries out of the car, but I appreciate you joining us today.
You know what's cracking jokes this early?
Yeah, man. That's why, Chili, you know how we do it now. Come on now. I'll give you the 100.
Hey, Chili, hey, Leroy, what's happening?
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know how much you remember that going out to, I think, in 95, playing Seaford and the guys. And I remember they had just a whole thing about Holmgren coaching against, you know, some of the guys he played with, and they won a Super Bowl together. And this was really our first chance on a national stage. And we went out there, and I think they were 14-point favorites, and we were able to stop the run, the pass. And I mean, what do you remember about those playoff games for the Niners when we went out there?
Ooh, Leroy, that was like, because that was the start of the 30-year slump.
Yes.
And
yes.
It was like we was breaking out of Siberia. You know what I mean? It was like, and I can remember that vividly because I remember Big Dog got us all in the room and we sat down and watched the 49ers and we figured out one thing. If we be physical with them, them was a bunch of pretty boys out there in the summertime. If we go down there and be physical with them, we can beat them because nobody else gave us a chance. So that was the start of our little dynasty right there in 95, was going down there whooping their ass.
Now, with that, Chili, you know what? I got to say this, man. It was really nice seeing you last week.
I don't switch it.
No, I ain't, but it was. I ain't seen the dude in a long time,
I know,
man. Through the pandemic, all this, man. It's nice
it was
to see
busy,
people,
man.
Nice to see people.
He got nice residency up there, Stadium View, full games.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That Wayne Simmons.
Oh, that's a good one, Gary.
Woo!
That's a good one.
That was the game plan right there, Gilbert.
I'm gonna tell you.
Wayne Simmons, be real now.
I'm gonna tell y'all the start. Now, remember that Mud Bowl game we had, Leroy?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
With the 49ers.
And
everybody, we came out at halftime, after halftime, and Jerry Rice was just like, he couldn't be dirty. So he went in and put on a whole fresh, clean uniform, right?
Right, right.
Wayne Simmons walked up to me and said, look at this here.
He didn't say that, but go ahead.
And he said, I guarantee you this next play, he going to be muddy as hell. I said, what you
going to
do?
Jerry Rice
came down inside for one of them slants, and he ain't catch nothing. As soon as the play's over, Wayne grabbed him and body slammed him in the mud. I said, oh! If it wasn't on from there, it was on.
Hey, that's amazing. Wayne was that
tore
guy.
Up. He tore up Brent. Was that Brent
Jones? Brent Jones, yeah. And that's the kind of unselfish thing you need in the playoffs. Guys just play their roles.
If Brent Jones was in jail and him and Wayne was in the cell, you know who the man was.
Oh, Lord. Good Lord.
Talking with Gilbert Brown, Packers Hall of Fame nose tackle, the Gravedigger on the Wendy's
hey,
Big
man,
Show
friend,
here.
Man.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Hey, man, Chili,
This guy.
Y'all boys gonna stop calling me.
No, we not. No, it's great radio.
It's award-winning, man.
I do want to talk about physical stuff. I really do. Because I think that's how the San Francisco beat Dallas. They were physical up front.
Yes.
They ran the football. They were able to stop Dallas from running the football. And now, Kenny Clark and the guys up front, you know about Big Trent Williams, you know, Big 71 at tackle. I mean, the guy's all pro. Their offensive line, they do these zone blocking scheme. What's the hardest blocking scheme to go up against? Is it a zone blocking scheme? Is it a man scheme? Is it the scoop blocks? What is most difficult for like somebody like Kenny Clark?
Yeah, I mean, down inside, Leroy, I mean, scoop blocks is kind of tough. I mean, zone blocking is tough because it gets you to move. You got to move and you got to get in front of that shoulder. I remember when we played, one year we played 49ers and they went out and got, what was his name? Kevin Grogan, I think he was.
Yep.
He was 6'8".
Yep.
6'8", like 400 pounds, Leroy, and he was at guard. And I'm like, hey, man. Hey, man, you ain't supposed to be right there. You're supposed to be on that tackle. He said, no, they brought me in to block you. I said, okay. I told you it's going to be a long day because I'm about to get you, big fella.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things, and that's a good point, because I saw Dallas had 3 holding calls, and people are like, wow, they're holding, and it's a good way to tie up the linemen so you can't get to the Campbells, and they can run free.
Yeah.
So last thing for me, Gilbert, playing a double team and you're ready in that gap. When you're playing a double team, do you just stay in that gap or do you try to attack one guy and just keep moving?
Yeah, a lot of coaches, man, this is a run stopper 101, and I'm pretty good at that. And usually what they do is that a lot of coaches say, you know, if you got to do like season salts in there, they usually tell him to drop to a knee. You know what I mean? Drop to a knee, you know, create a pile or whatever. But if you got a guy like Kenny Clark in there or myself taking the double team on, you got 2 guys at you. You got to sit. Let's say you got the center and the guard. You on the center. You got to attack that center and get him back, and you got to get off the ball. 9 times out of 10, that guard's going to bounce on you and try to get up to the linebacker, or they're going to try to push you to the linebacker. But if you attack that center and push him back, the guard doesn't have a big surface to hit, and you got to take that outside shoulder there of you and make sure you keep it down. If you bring that out shoulder that the guard is about to hit up, he's going to hit you up, and your natural body going to twist you around and get you out of there. So you got to make sure you get that shoulder down. Kids, don't listen to them coaches. Get that shoulder down.
We were just talking, funny that you mentioned Grogan, we were just watching a video of Nate Newton over at Dion's house eating all the bologna out of his refrigerator. And how good was Nate Newton?
Him and Larry Allen.
How good was Nate Newton?
Man, I'm going to tell you, people always ask me, who's the toughest lineman you ever faced? I tell them, I ain't found him yet, and I'm still looking for him. Every now and then I tell little Phil. Now, Nate Newton and Larry Allen was 2 of the most physical guards that played in the NFL because them guys knew how to get their weight under them and push you out of that hole. And if you was anybody else, you'd be on your back and your DBs would be in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Them 2 guys, Nate Newton and Larry Allen, are 2 of the best guards. What 2 of the best? They are my top 10 of guards right now.
How you feel this game going to shape out this weekend, Gilbert?
I tell you, man. If we stop their running attack, because they DBs a little suspect, man. If we stop their running attack, they're done. I mean, they're done anyway. Because as soon as they step, they pretty asses out on the field, they're done. But anyway, you know, we're going to shut them down, though.
Hey, now, where can people – are you going to be up at the game?
Yeah, I'm going to be over at Stadium View probably with the biggest Jamaican you ever seen in your life.
Oh, Sean Jones. Yeah. Now, what time are you going to be up there on Saturday?
I'll start at 4:30, Leroy.
Okay, so if you're in Green Bay for the game – stop by and see the Grave Digger, one of my best friends. The only reason why I'm even a Hall of Fame finalist is because of Gilbert Brown and Santana Dotson, because they were very unselfish and they knew I couldn't
take a hit. Is Santana going to be there?
Yeah, where is he at?
He, you know, Leroy, if he ain't chasing them BBWs, he's
man, stop, man, stop, stop. See, stop, stop. He know he don't like that.
I'm just saying, hey.
Nah, man, you walk. See, you ain't right sometimes, Gilbert. You walk right up. You walk right up in the booth, booth.
Hey.
Saying that,
hey,
the other day, I think he got mad with you.
Before he get
me. I think he got mad with you when you said that.
Oh, he listened to this on our Odyssey app. Oh, man. Gilbert, good to talk to you, my brother. I love you, man.
And anyway, Gilbert, Leroy told me how you hyped it up from the front.
Hey, so no, we're not going there. Thanks for calling, my brother. Yeah.
What
I'll
happened?
See you Saturday.
What happened?
Nothing.
What happened, money?
Nothing. We'll see you Saturday. Okay, we'll see you at Stadium View.
Hey, Leroy, you going over to the game? Y'all going over to the game?
Yes, yeah, I'm gonna come see you.
Okay, good.
I come
if we
see
not
you.
Stand outside, I ain't going.
We'll get it all worked out, my brother. Love you, my brother. Take care. Give a Brown, everybody.
All right, y'all.
All right, there you heard from Gilbert Brown, the Packers Hall of Fame nose tackle, the Grave Digger on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Tire Drivers right now. For more info, call 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.